Aleppo, which is my hometown. This is the first time I've been there. A lot of what we saw was trauma victims, all kind of traumas, chest trauma, head trauma. The majority are kids, really. I'm a member of Syrian American Medical Society, SAMS. I've been active member, but since the conflict started or the crisis in Syria, I've been much more involved.
What have you seen as far as how things have progressed there since the conflict began, since you've been there a few times?
Yeah, this is extremely sad. You know, the population literally is trapped. Whole cities are trapped. People have nowhere to go. And after they tried even refugee camps, they elected to return home with their families and really prefer to die under bombardment rather than living in a misery in camps. So the scene is really, really extremely harsh.
Did you end up treating soldiers as well as civilians?
We don't ask who is this. You know, I can count 4 children that I personally took care of, you know, from 4 years old all the way to 12 years old. Women, adult men. The door is open for whoever comes in, and really they render immediate help, and they don't ask who is there. But according to their statistics, 70 to 80% of whom they take care of are civilians.
Do you plan to go back?
Yes. I'm planning some time. I talked to my wife. Initially, she was, you know, opposing out of fear for my safety.
What would you say to people in the U.S. who are hesitant to get involved in Syria?
This is a human crisis at its most magnitude. I mean, I've never heard of something in the recent era targeting population. The people want help. But now the humanitarian situation, it's beyond any hesitance. Several million displaced. The statistics of United Nations is that 1,400,000 people are registered in camps. And I know this is only probably minuscule of the picture, because my family, who are really now entirely refugee, they are not registered. They have the means to stay together outside Syria and Turkey or Jordan or wherever. They're not even counted as a refugee, but they're living in a misery too. Ordinary American citizens should not be blinded from the situation. And, you know, they're really looking forward for our assistance. I mean, we cannot just watch and see hopefully this is going to end. It's going to get worse.
Yeah. Thank you very much for being here today.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for having me.
And talking about something that must be painful. I mean, to have family involved.
Very, very painful and heartbreaking.